This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Flyman got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Locked on the play,
wow.
Locked on the play. Jacob Flyman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead, Jamison Meyer. Good, good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Plyman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Plyman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7:04 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:04 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Loramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Goodoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive, Soldis. Head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, courtside with Chuck McBee here at Lima Shawnee's Gymnasium up north in Lima in Allen County. And we are minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Botkins and the Shawnee Indians. The Trojans coming into the contest with a mark of 18-1 on the year, having won 32 of their last 33. The number one team in the state of Ohio in boys division four has been on a roll of late. Botkins hasn't backed down from anybody. It's been a stringent schedule all year long with games against Tri-Village and Springfield Shawnee, for example, beating Tri-Village by a point and two OTs. Springfield Shawnee by four, a win by five over New Bremen. League wins in the SCAL, the Shelby County Athletic League, over Jackson Center twice, Fort Loramie twice, Anna twice, Rushi once. On the road tonight at Lima Shawnee, Division II program, Chuck, the Indians, who have been outstanding over their last three seasons, 74-5 for Lima Shawnee under head coach Mark Triplett, who's been here since 2013. Shawnee was 25-2 last year, went all the way to the state semifinals, lost to Akron St. Vincent St. Mary and Malachi Branham, who's now at Ohio State. 25-0 in the health crisis season before that year was stopped. 24-3 3 years ago. Somewhat of a rebuilding season this year for Lima Shawnee, which comes into the game with a mark of 10-7, 4-3 in the Western Buckeye League, sitting in fourth behind Ottawa Glandorf Defiance in St. Mary's. Ottawa Glandorf, a very good club, took the measure of Shawnee last night, 80-55. Botkins last evening, idle, didn't play. Two games remaining on the schedule. Rushi next Friday at home. New Knoxville next Saturday on the road before the Trojans hit the tournament trail. Tonight could be a good test. Division II opponent, which loves to get up and down the floor. Botkins has got to control the pace.
Well, Botkins likes to go up and down the floor, too, if they need to.
Right.
But their calling card is defense. They're going to have to do a good job of keeping Shawnee from getting second and third chances. And they're going to have to keep them from getting easy baskets in transition.
Right.
And at the same time, they're going to have to shoot the ball well tonight, I think, to win the basketball game.
The names you will hear most often from Lima Shawnee this evening, Austin Miller and Brady Wheeler. Miller, a 6'4 junior wing player, 17 points a game. Wheeler, a 5'10 senior guard. They're averaging 17 and 16 and a half, respectively. It's been game on the last several weeks for the Botkins Trojans. Jacob Plyman, 20 points a game, 10 rebounds a game over the last eight outings. Jamison Meyer connecting on nearly four triples per game over the last nine and spanning six recent contests. Carter Plyman, 6 points a game, six assists, six boards. High gear right now for the Botkins Trojans at the right time, although I would tell you, Chuck, I'm sure you'd agree, Botkins has not come close to playing its best basketball of this 2021-22 season.
Well, they've had some good games. They've had some really good halves.
Right.
it is time for them to find the gas pedal. This is about last year when they found the go button, and that's what they need to find again this year.
I would say this, Botkins has had a handful of outings, three really good quarters, one poor quarter. They've survived that kind of situation. Once against Springfield Shawnee, for example, the two poor quarters, the second and fourth, cost them the game against Marion Local.
Yep.
Flyers won it, but one.
Yeah, and that is their only loss, but that, and that's a really good basketball team. But quite honestly, that's a game that the Trojans should not have lost, but one that really it doesn't affect league, it
right.
doesn't affect tournament, so they're going to be fine. This would be a nice night for them to come out and just play it all around solid four quarters.
Botkins head coach Phil Groves has done one heck of a job surviving the loss of Dylan Topp for the remainder of the season. He was a cog, very good defensive player, was coming into his own offensively at nearly 6 points a game. But Phil has gone to his bench. He's worked other players in. There's been some sickness in the last few weeks. He's gotten over the hump in that regard. And Phil has done a terrific job blending the top seven or eight players on this club, night in, night out. Botkins, Jacob Plyman, wow, what can you say? One of the very most improved high school players I've ever seen from the sophomore year to the senior year.
Well, I mean, as a freshman and a sophomore, the flashes were there.
Right.
You know, there's a future. You can see it in spurts. But boy, last year he had a good season. This year he's having a great season. He's a good perimeter player. He goes inside. He goes left hand, right hand. He's just a terrific basketball player.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two clubs tonight, there are building components indeed. It's Jacob Plyman for Botkins inside and out. Nearly 18 points a game, close to 9 rebounds per game, 33% three-point shooter. He and Jamison Meyer, dynamite behind the arc. Jamison nearly 50% now on threes. Carter Plyman, a key building block, brings the ball down the floor some, and he's now averaging close to 9 points a game. For Lima Shawnee, key building components, as I mentioned, Austin Miller and Brady Wheeler, two dynamite players between them, close to 34 points a game. Shawnee's got to get the ball in those two young men's hands, and they need to produce. That's all there is to it. The key building components for Lima Shawnee and Botkins here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Earlier today here on ScoresBroadcast.com and our simulcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, the Fort Laramie girls were a loser for the first time this season, now 20-1, dropping a game on the road at Findlay Liberty Benton, 37-28, when the Redskins made one field goal the last 20 minutes plus of the entire contest.
Yeah, they didn't shoot it well. And that was the key to the whole thing. I mean, they had the 10-point lead. They just went ice cold. Not just a couple of players, the entire team went cold. And it happened. So if it's going to happen, it might as well happen in a game that was basically meaningless compared to down the road from now on.
To put it into perspective, Findlay Liberty Benton was ranked 8th in the state in Division III. No slouch. 17 straight wins after a season opening loss. Findlay Liberty Benton did not play what I would describe as exceedingly well. It played fine basketball. It wasn't anything to write home about. Fort Laramie just did not shoot it.
Right. Laramie makes five baskets instead of one, and they win the basketball game.
Right. 7 field goals the entire game for the Fort Laramie girls this afternoon. Tonight's broadcast, Botkins versus Lamashawne, being brought to you by these anchor underwriting sponsors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We've got a one-minute radio station break upcoming. It's upcoming in 1 minute. Thanks as well to new sponsors, Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney. FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. 3 minutes away from the tip-off and starting lineups, Botkins on the road at Division II Lamashawne. A one-minute radio station break is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The Botkins boys are coming off a win this past Tuesday against the Fairlawn Jets. Jamison Meyer led the way with 22 points, including six, count them, six three-pointers. Jacob Plyman had 18 in that game. Botkins won it by a count of 63-34. A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com is the Cell Phone Shop in Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, off South Needmore, not far from I-75. The Cell Phone Shop, it's outstanding. If you've got water damage, the Cell Phone Shop will fix it. Back in a moment here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the Cell Phone Shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell Phone Shop Dayton.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-TangemanFH.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Once again, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee at this Lima Shawnee Gym, Chuck, which has got a lot of character. It's old school. It's unique. I really like it. 15 rows on one side, 25 on the other. Seats probably 1,800 maybe. And there are 1,300, 1,400 in here tonight. Good contingent in black and gold across the way.
That's a good crowd on both sides. And I like it here because I was 9-0 when I played, when I coached here. So this is one of my favorite gyms.
I never lost a game either when I coached here. I was 0-0.
Okay. That's a good record, too.
Our radio station sponsors tonight, thanks to Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. You're listening to tonight's game on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Opening five for the Bodkins Trojans is as follows. Carter Plantman at a wing, 6'5", a junior. He's joined by Jordan Herzog at forward, 6'3", a sophomore. Jacob Plantman in the middle, 6'6", a senior. The guards, Jamison Meyer and Jaden Wendell. Meyer, 5'9", senior. Wendell, 5'9", and a senior. Lama Shawnee Indians in the home, white, black numbers trimmed in red. Botkins the road, black from top to bottom, gold and white trim. Opening tip to start the game, won by Shawnee. Guard Brady Wheeler, number 4 in his back. Hands it off on the plate to teammate Jamari Johnson, who's averaging 9 a game. And the 6'5 senior post player steps out on the arc, lets one fly with the left hand and bangs it off the back iron. Rebound to Botkins.
Lama Shawnee has come out in a box and one. They're playing a four-person zone, and they're guarding Jamison Meyer.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step-back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes.
Well, against that box and one, that's going to be open, and so's the middle of that zone. So Botkins has to take advantage of that and get him out of it.
Will McBride, a 5'10 junior guard. Anthony Best, a 6'3 senior wing player for Shawnee. Brady Wheeler, 16.5 a game, a 5'10 senior guard. Austin Miller, 6'4 junior wing player, and Jamari Johnson, 6'5 senior in the post. And Shawnee comes right back with a two-pointer in the paint.
Anthony Best on the putback.
Anthony Best took the miss, but Johnson laid it in. Look out, Carter climbing down the floor. Guns another one. He's hot here at the start. Three-pointer, Carter Plyman, 6-2 in favor of Botkins. Dribbling on the arc, Brady Wheeler, baseline left. Hands off to Austin Miller. Miller goes toward the corner of the floor, and the official notices a push against Botkins, which has jumped out on top, 6-2. Well, when the ball hits the rim here in this gym, Chuck, there is a big thud.
Yeah, they're pretty tight.
Ball lobbed in top of the circle to McBride for Shawnee. Hand off to Austin Miller. Miller lobs to Johnson in the lane. On the arc to Best. He jostles Jamison Meyer around, enters the paint, leaves it behind him for the three-point shooter. Miller short on the shot, and the rebound comes down to Botkins. Up the floor to Herzog. He's got an avenue into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Head coach Triplett of Lima Shawnee was up in arms. Long three ball by Wendell. No, off the back brace. Rebound comes way out to him. Hand off to Jamison Meyer. Bombs away. Jamison Meyer pours it in.
And that's playing a box and one on him. Boy, that was deep.
You're right, Chuck. That was beyond the volleyball line. Closer to midcourt than the top of the circle. 30-footer by Meyer, 9-2 in favor of Botkins. Here's Lima Shawnee going to work down on the inside. Miller posts up. It rimmed out, but he's fouled on the arm. 9-2, Botkins with three triples. That's something the Trojans have done better and better and better over the course of the season. Shooting the three ball inside-outside game has been special. Austin Miller, a couple free throws for Shawnee. It rimmed out to the right. 9-2, Botkins, 5:32 to go here in the first quarter.
That was the second foul on Herzog. There's only two team fouls, but he's going to have to sit for a little bit.
Did Elijah Stewart replace him?
Yes.
Second shot by Miller is right in there. 9-3 in favor of Botkins. 5:31 left here in the opening period. Jamison Meyer to midcourt. He's picked up by Brady Wheeler, the top guard for the Trojans. Skip pass, cross court from Carter Plyman to Meyer. He launches. It hit the rim and soared up and over the backboard and hit a support.
Yep.
That's exactly what a shot by the Gherkin girl for Liberty Benton did today. Went in after going out of bounds, and the officials counted it.
Well, this is three officials from our area, so they're better officials.
Brady Wheeler, midcourt for Shawnee, which is down 9-3. 3 minutes gone, opening period. 25 feet away, the ball is handed off to Nick Pastian, who's in, a 6'2 sophomore wing player, and the ball's thrown out of bounds far side of the court. Botkins gets it back.
Well, the Trojans went 3-2 defensively, and now Shawnee is in a man-to-man on their end.
Ball being walked up by Carter Plyman. Head coach Mark Triplett saw enough of the zone as Botkins burned it for three trifectas in the first 2.5 minutes of this game. Ball kicked out of bounds by Shawnee across the way. Botkins will throw in. Division 4 Botkins versus Division 2 Lima Shawnee. Here's Jacob Plyman, handoff to Carter. Carter weaves it behind him for Wendell at the timeline. Now coming out to catch is Elijah Stewart for Botkins. Elijah, 6'5", senior, 3 points a game. Here's a long three, fall away, Carter Plyman, bullseye again. How about that? That's 4 for the team, 3 for Plyman. Carter Plyman has been terrific from long range so far. 12-3 Botkins on 4 big long range triples. Here is McBride, high right, gives it up in the corner to Miller. On top it goes to Johnson. Johnson feeds down inside to the cutter, and it's spun up and in. Nice play, 6'2", sophomore wing player Nick Passion. Just heard the public address announcer give it a little different twist than I did. P-A-S-I-O-N. Here's Jacob Plyman out back. Bingo! Three-pointer by Jacob Plyman. 15-5, Botkins up 10 on 5 trifectas. Midcourt with the ball, Brady Wheeler. For Shawnee, handoff to Will McBride. Deep three, right flank, fall away, missed by Wheeler. Rebound down to Botkins, outlet pass Meyer. He finds Jacob Plyman, leaking the other way. He dunked it, a flush.
Not sure what he's saving his timeouts for. You can't take them home with you.
17-5 in favor of Botkins. Head coach Triplett does need a timeout. Here's a deep three from the left wing, Mapassion. It is in and out, no good. Rebound, Johnson. Oh. Missed it, blocked on the play. There was no contact at all. Should have been a play on. Foul ruled against Botkins in the act of shooting. And Jamari Johnson, 6'5", senior post player, strolls to the line for the Shawnee Indians, who are down 17-5. 5 minutes have been played here in the opening period. Jamari, a left-hander, shoots it, and it is bouncing 4 times, and it drops in.
Well, after making the first 5 baskets of the game threes, I guess if you're going to have a 2, it might as well be a slam dunk by Plyman.
17-6 in favor of Botkins. Second free throw by Johnson. Hit the back iron, kicked into the corner, and Carter Plyman tracks it down for Botkins. He's off to a marvelous beginning with 3 long rangers behind the arc. Here's Jacob Plyman hitting the cutter. Carter back to Jacob. Fadeaway 3 ball. Bullseye! He's got another one. Plyman's have poured in 5 between them.
20-point quarter now for the Trojans with 2:40 to go in the first quarter.
Wow. Torching the net to the Trojans here in the first 5.5 minutes. Here's Johnson in the post. On the arc to Passion. He lets one fly. Off to the left, no good. Rebound of Botkins. Meyer down to Wendell. Sets up, shoots the 3. Short, no good. Rebound pinballed around off of Jacob Plyman. Might have been touched by Stewart last. It is nonetheless Shawnee's possession. 20-6 in favor of Botkins with 2:20 left in the first quarter. On the arc, it's Bastion. It's Anthony Best. Wants to drive, can't do it, to Johnson. Baseline right to a teammate. Now here's Brady Wheeler, 16.5 points a game. Ball flipped around the top of the circle, handled by Best. He's not inside the arc. All this passing is on the perimeter. Here's Wheeler. Carter Plyman picks him up. Jamison Meyer shades Wheeler's way. Deep left corner, Best. Out high to Passion. Back to Best. Sets up, shoots the 3. Long, high one. Hits the rim. Skids into the far corner. And it is Jaden Wendell gobbling it up for Botkins, which leads 20-6. 1:30 left here in the first. On the arc, it's Jamison Meyer. Wants to drive a little bit on Best. Goes to the far side of the floor. Swings it back to Carter Plyman. Into Jacob on Wheeler. Jacob takes him into the paint. Leans in. He's double teamed. Now to Carter, 20 feet away. Carter at the elbow on the left got shoved. Good call by the official.
Yep.
1:11 to go in the first quarter. 20-6 Botkins over Lamashawnee. Shawnee began in the zone, and Botkins torched it.
Well, they came out boxing one. They were going to try to take Meyer out. Didn't matter. Plyman hit threes.
Look out, Elijah Stewart to Jamison Meyer. He chucks up the triple. No good. Off the flange, long rebound to Zach Noonan, 6'2 junior guard, in now for Shawnee. Here's Passion, straight away to Miller. Miller's got an avenue, might have gotten away with a walk, strolls down the lane, and scoops it in. Miller for Shawnee, averaging 17 a game, 20-8 in favor of Botkins. 38 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Carter Plyman down the right side, through the top of the circle to Jamison Meyer, on a swing pass to Jacob Plyman. He barges down the paint. Slight collision as he shoots it. No good, but a foul on Shawnee. What shade of color, Chuck, do you call the shoes worn tonight by Jacob Plyman? Kind of a cross between pink, orange, tangerine.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. It's got to have a color, but I'm not real hip on my colors. It's not blue, red, or black.
True. I'll give you that.
That takes care of me.
Okay. Free throw, Jacob Plyman is in. 21-8 in favor of Botkins. 31.9 to go first quarter. Second shot by Jacob. 1-2 bounces. It's in the air. It is hard. Rebound popped up in the air by Stewart, and he corrals it for Botkins. Fine offensive board by Elijah. Here's Meyer on the arc. Mid-range, it goes to Jacob Plyman, who comes back out on top. Trojans will play for one. 16 seconds to go, first quarter, 21-8 in favor of Botkins. Meyer on a weave to Carter Plyman. Hand off to Jacob. Fades away, shoots it from 27. Swish! Holy cow! Lamashawnee at midcourt with 3 seconds to go. Stepping into a long, high-arching three ball is Brady Wheeler. No good. Off the back brace. What a first quarter for Botkins, which has tripled the count on Lamashawnee. 24-8 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stevens Head and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Pep drywall done right the Riemann way. Pep Rodney Riemann at Riemann Drywall in Anna. He will do you right. Riemann gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. Offering drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. So we start playing here in the second quarter right away. It is Carter Plyman angling down the lane. Shoots it up on the run, no good, but he's walloped on the arm. 2 free throws for him. First one, lift the iron, no. Chuck, can you imagine what is going through the mind of Mark Triplett, head coach of Lamashawnee? He gets blistered last night by Ottawa Glandorf, 80-55. Glandorf is really good. What a double weekend. Botkins,
yeah.
Botkins comes to town tonight.
Well, you have to say thank you to your AD.
I like that. Sarcasm, of course. Second free throw, Carter Plyman is good. 25-8 in favor of Botkins. Here's Jamari Johnson down low. Good handoff to a teammate. Laid up there by Miller. Missed it on the inside. Botkins has got the board. Shawnee blew one there. Here's Elijah Stewart catching a pass in the paint area. Good feed by Wendell. He hooked it up short, but a foul against Shawnee. couple of free ones here for Elijah Stewart.
What Austin Miller's any relation to Jeff Miller, who was Mr. Ohio back in 1965.
Oh, he
would be a grandson, couldn't he?
He was a dandy.
Yeah, he was.
Two foul shots, Elijah Stewart. First one on the way. Perfect. 26-8, Botkins. 7:27 to go here in the second quarter. Trojans came out shooting lights out like this was the Botkins home floor. Stewart rolls that one off. No good. Rebound yanked down by Austin Miller of Lima Shawnee. Gives it up to Will McBride. Fires into the right corner for a teammate off his fingertips out of bounds. Head coach Mark Triplett pacing in front of the Indians bench.
But the Plymans had 21 of the 24 first quarter points. Carter had 9 and Jacob had 12.
Domination by the Plymans in that opening period. Here is Botkins running the weave out high. It's Jamison Meyer to Wendell. Baseline left, Elijah Stewart takes his defender into the lane, staggers a little bit. Defensive foul from the backside against Shawnee's Nick Passion. Baseline left of the rim. Botkins will throw in. It's Carter Plyman to Stewart, out high to Jamison Meyer. To Wendell. Hitting Carter Plyman, slashing through the lane. Dumps it left corner to Jacob. Open look from there. Three-pointer. Yes, sir. Jacob Plyman searing the nets. He and Carter are unbelievably hot. Scorching from outside. Countering Brady Wheeler. Long three for Shawnee. Good. Long ranger by Brady Wheeler. Swished it from 25 feet. 29-11. Botkins lead, 6:30 left to go here in the second quarter. Carter Plyman to Jacob. He takes the handoff, guns it straight away. No good. Off the back iron. Long rebound, Jamison Meyer. Down inside to Stewart. He goes to work and puts it in. Elijah Stewart, meaning business.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Good pass by Meyer.
20-point lead, Botkins, 31-11. Here's a pass by Best into the post to Johnson, broken up and stolen by Botkins. Trojans bring it down, hand it off to Jacob Plyman, out of Jamison Meyer to Jacob. Jacob has got an eye tonight. Swish! 26-footer, Jacob Plyman. Wow! It's a clinic in shooting the three ball from Botkins tonight. It's 34-11. Chuck, does this look like the number one team in the state?
It does. Whew. Maybe even Division III.
Deep right corner with the ball for Shawnee, Brady Wheeler.
9 threes now for the Trojans.
Here is Wheeler back, jacking one up from long range. He banked it in.
Well, I like that because as soon as it banked it, he put his hands up like, oops.
Yeah, Brady Wheeler had the ball by his lonesome left side of the floor. Almost gave it up. Decided to fling one toward the glass. It hit the window and kissed in a three ball. Here's Stewart down low on the arc to Wendell. Wendell jumps into a triple. Off to the right, no good. Good rebound by Jacob Plyman, far right corner. He hustled after it. 34-14, Botkins. 4:53 to go in the second. Jacob Plyman from the outside, right flank. Missed it short, no good. Rebound skips to Johnson of Shawnee. Up the floor to Best in the left corner. Right back inside to Johnson. A left-handed shovel shot is in. Nifty play. Nifty.
Woo. Not sure he got how he got that up on the rim. Nice shot.
Cleverly done by Jamari Johnson. Five straight points by Shawnee. 34-16 in favor of Botkins. Jamison Myers open right wing. Three ball. No good off the flange. Good hustle by Elijah Stewart. Flips it cross court to Jacob Plyman. Catches baseline. Jamari Johnson clamps down, tries to block it, but fouls him. Then Jacob Plyman's got two at the stripe.
Well, you know what? You don't mind a hard foul like that. So, I mean, now Plyman's going to have to go to the free throw line instead of dunking it.
I tell you what, Chuck, this college basketball this year, much like college football, Rutgers beat Michigan State by 21. Go figure. 4 minutes, 14 seconds left till halftime. Botkins has already poured in 34 points. Jacob Plyman's free throw is too strong. Botkins, a 64% free throw shooting team on the season. Trojans have shot the three ball better and better and better as the season has progressed. Jamison Meyer just a tick under 50% on the campaign. Carter Plyman real close to 40 now. Jacob Plyman's at 35. Second free throw is good. 35-16 Botkins. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Bouncing the ball 30 feet away, Brady Wheeler, the fine guard for Shawnee. Swings it on top to Best. Picked up by Meyer. Back to Wheeler. Carter Plyman checks him. Wheeler tries to drive the paint. Nearly stolen. Got a pass away to a teammate beneath the backboard. Reverse layup no good, but a hacking foul by Jacob Plyman, sending Alex Goldsberry, a 6'4 sophomore post player in off the bench for Shawnee, to the foul line. Two free throws coming.
Of course, I didn't write everybody down because I just assumed they'd get in the game.
Free throw by Goldsberry. Yes. 35-17 in favor of Botkins. Lima Shawnee scored 6 of the last 7 points. Again, it's good. 35-18 in favor of the Botkins Trojans, who led 34-14. A little over 1 minute ago, 3:37 remaining here in the second quarter. You heard the score right. Botkins began the game just searing the net from three-point land. Oh, my. Good two-man game. Jacob Plyman, right corner, drops it down inside for Elijah Stewart. Yep. Up strong on the block, low right side. He would not be stopped. 37-18 Botkins. Boy, Elijah Stewart's come off the bench and is playing a lot now as a result of the season-ending injury to Dylan Topp. And Elijah Stewart, Chuck, has been strutting his stuff.
Yep, and he's playing out because Herzog got his second.
Going to work down in the block is the guard Best for Lima Shawnee. Herky-jerky layup is in. 37-20, Botkins up 17, 2:50 left till halftime. Here's Jamison Meyer, bounce pass, deep right corner to Jacob Plyman, out to Carter. Carter nearly lost it, gave it to Jacob. Shot fake, puts it on the deck, to the rack, lays it up, and he's got it. Wow. Showing his mobility and agility, Jacob Plyman, defender went chest to chest, and Jacob took it to the rim.
21 now for Jacob in the first half.
Wow. 39-20 in favor of Botkins. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Jacob Plyman with 21 and Botkins 39. Here's a deep three, right corner, Brady Wheeler. No good. Rebound down to Botkins. Carter Plyman walks it up and over the timeline to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman on top to Carter. Minute 55 to go till halftime. Jamison free in the right corner behind the screen. Swish! Jamison Meyer, a trifecta. Biggest lead for Botkins, 22. Minute 45 to go until halftime. Dribbling is Brady Wheeler. Skips it cross court to Goldsberry. Goldsberry out to Best. 90 seconds to go, first half. Left corner, Wheeler. He takes a long jump shot from behind the arc. He's got it. Wheeler comes right back for Shawnee.
Wheeler's got 3 threes now in this quarter.
Outstanding player, nearly 17 a game on the year. 42-23 in favor of Botkins. Minute 12 to go here in the first half. Left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in. Needs help. Needs help. Goes baseline left, awkward shot, nobody available to throw to, fade away, hit the rim, way up in the air, and it plummets right down through.
That was the last thing he tried to do was shoot that. It was pass, 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 I guess I got to shoot it, and it went in.
It was off the mark, but went down. Deep left corner, jumper by Goldsberry of Shawnee, no good. Fine offensive rebound, down inside by Will McBride, lays it up and in. Nice play by McBride, good offensive board, then he went to work. 44-25 in favor of Botkins, but 19, 32 seconds to go, first half. Here comes the trap, the double team. Jacob Plyman gets the handoff from Wendell. Ball out of trouble. Down to Carter, near side. 20 seconds to go, first half. Baseline left, Stewart. Whips it cross court to Jamison Meyer. It is beyond him and out of bounds.
He also traveled. The surprising thing about that,
first turnover of the half for the Trojans.
You talk about a near-perfect first 16 minutes. Can't beat it. Three-point shooting, amazing, and just one floor miscue for the Trojans. 10 seconds to go, first half, 44-25 Botkins. Straight away, Wheeler, 30 feet out, hits a screen. Into the head of the key. Hands to a teammate. Long triple. Shawnee just before the buzzer. It is no good. Off the back brace. Missed by Austin Miller. Boy, the way Botkin shot, Shawnee fortunate to be within 19. I know that sounds crazy, but the first 16 minutes, a big mismatch. Botkins came out just scorching the Nets. The Trojans were torrid from behind the line. Big rundown in the first half coming up in a few minutes from Chuck McBee. Two-minute break is next. We've got a two-minute break upcoming here on Scores Broadcast. I'll tell you all about one of our fine sponsors, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home test for the coronavirus is also available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, doing everything well to keep you well. Two-minute radio station break upcoming. 44-25 Botkins over Lima Shawnee here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Hello, once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Lima Shawnee. Botkins is rolling 44-25 over the Shawnee Indians after two quarters of play. You're listening to tonight's game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. And you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice, Chuck.
Well, it was quite a first half. 14-6 rebounding advantage for the Trojans, 5-3 on the offensive boards. Neither team turned the ball over much. LaMashani turned it three times. Bodkins only the once. Bodkins 4 of 8 from the free throw line. Need to pick that up a little bit. 4 of 6 for the Indians of LaMashani. They were led in scoring by Brady Wheeler. He had 3 threes all in the second quarter. He had 9. Then they got 4 from Anthony Best. They got 3 from Austin Miller. They got 3 from Jamari Johnson. And 2 each from Goldsberry. Passion, is that correct?
Yep.
How about that? And McBride, they scored 8 and 17. 24 for the first half. Watkins led in scoring by Jacob Plyman with 21. Carter Plyman had 12. 6 from Jamison Meyer. 5 from Elijah Stewart off the bench. They scored 24 and 20 and lead it 44 to 25 at the half.
And is it safe to say that Bodkins was every bit as hot in the first two quarters as Fort Loramie was cold in the last two quarters this afternoon?
Well, that's a shame that Loramie couldn't have known this was going to happen and maybe bought a couple of shots from him from this afternoon. But
a little trade-off.
Yeah, well, Bodkins is just shooting lights out. They're rebounding well. They came out and they looked at a box and won. Carter Plyman hit 3 straight threes to get them out of that. And he's never been headed. They're up 19 and they're playing. We said they hadn't played their best basketball yet. I think we just saw a half of their best basketball.
I was just going to ask you, you've seen the Trojans play maybe a couple of more games than I have. Is this the best Bodkins has played? Can Bodkins play better than they did the first two quarters here tonight?
Well, they played in spurts, but boy, for an entire half.
Wow.
That was almost unbeatable.
Right. 44-25, Bodkins over LaMashani after two quarters. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com. The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29, Anna, in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson.
Thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, here we go. We start the third quarter. Botkins with a commanding lead, 44-25 over Lima Shawnee. Possession Indians as we start the third quarter of play. Brady Wheeler, the top shooting guard, has the ball in the arc, dumps it down inside to Jamari Johnson. His turnaround is no good. Strapped for the board in the corner, Jamison Meyer fouls Anthony Best. Common foul, possession Indians. Baseline left. Third quarter, 22 seconds old. On top, Austin Miller. Outside the arc in the right flank. Fall away. Jacked up there by Wheeler. Much too strong. Rebound caroms out of bounds in the corner. Botkins possession. Shawnee needs a good first 3 to 4 minutes, Chuck, in the third quarter to chew up some of this deficit.
They need to get it down to 10 by the end of three here.
Here is Jaden Wendell at midcourt, whips a pass to Herzog, and Botkins successfully breaks the press. Carter Plyman to Wendell. Back to Carter. Wendell, head of the key, is doubled, thinks about shooting. Goes into the lane to Carter Plyman. A soft pass, broken up, stolen on the play by Best. Hits the cutter down the lane, McBride. Shot blocked on the play by Jacob Plyman. He couldn't save it. His toe, his sneaker, barely on the line beneath the rim.
Yep, that was a good block.
Inbounding Brady Wheeler, baseline left on the arc to Best. Still 44-25, Botkins. We played a minute 10 here in the third quarter. Dribble drive, Austin Miller in the lane. Hand off to McBride. Top of the circle, Wheeler. Quick burst down the paint area. Lost the ball. Jamari Johnson picked it up on the play for Shawnee and scores with the left hand. Foul over the shoulder against Botkins.
Boy, you just got to keep your feet. There is no reason to jump against somebody that doesn't really have much ups. Stay on the floor, make him shoot over top of you.
The lead for Botkins was 22 at one point. Three-point play chance for Johnson. He was fouled in the act of scoring the two-pointer, and he makes the free throw, and it's a 16-point game. Botkins in the lead, 44-28. Carter Plyman down the floor. Long cross-court skip pass over the head of Wendell, out of bounds. Botkins, one turnover first half, and
two in the first minute and a half.
You're right, three total now, two very quickly to start the third quarter. The lead is 16. Shawnee trying to fight back. Here's Brady Wheeler, head of the key. Oh, nice pick and roll with teammate Austin Miller. Hand off to Johnson, up and good. Here comes Shawnee. Head coach Phil Groves of Botkins does not like what he sees. Little laissez-faire from his Trojans. 14-point game, 6-10 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
As we return to action, Botkins beats the pressure, brings it down the floor to Herzog. Herzog at the elbow in the right. Deep right corner, Wendell. Long triple, much too strong. Weak side rebound, Jamison Meyer. 10-footer short. Rebound down to Best. Here comes Shawnee. Best to McBride. Baseline left. It's tipped away from him. Rebound is to Botkins. Been stolen by Shawnee. Triple try, Brady Wheeler. No, clangs off the iron. Rebound, Botkins. Stolen by Best. Baseline J from 10. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound slapped out by Jamari Johnson. Shawnee missed its chance.
Well, Shawnee is playing harder than Botkin is right now. Botkins needs to wake up.
This was a 42-20 game fairly late in the second quarter. Since then, Shawnee on a 10-2 run, overlapping the second and third. 5:18 to go here in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass deflected on the play by Shawnee. Picked off by Jamison Meyer, who misses a triple. Hasty shot. Rebound on the deck. Scramble for it. It's ruled a jump eventually.
Wow. He fell down with the basketball, and they didn't call the...
It will be Botkin's possession. You're saying it should have been a travel on
Shawnee?
I'm
saying Johnson got the rebound and fell right to the ground.
Right.
They put that rule in so officials can't blow it, and they do anyway.
Botkins has to use the arrow. Jacob Kleiman catches the inbounds pass, launches right away. No good. It sprays off the rim. Long board to Carter Kleiman out of Herzog. Herzog starts a drive to Carter. Jameson Meyer between the rings. Weave to Wendell. Wendell through the lane. Right corner Herzog. Baseline cut off. Doubled. And he's fouled by Shawnee with 4:45 to go here in the third quarter. 44-30 Botkins. What has Botkins done in the way of production here in this period?
Been outscored 5-0.
Trojans offense being shut down. Very much unlike the first half. Ball inbounded to Jacob Kleiman on the arc to Meyer. To Carter Kleiman. Poor pass. Hit the leg of an Indians player. And here comes Shawnee. Up the floor, Wheeler. 44-30. Botkins up 14. 4:30 left in the third. Boy, you knew that the Shawnee Indians would claw back. On a weave, Miller, foul line. Big possession here as Shawnee tries to get it down to 12 or 11. Once down 22 late in the second quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Miller. Miller hits the cutter. Brady Wheeler down the lane. Late handoff on the play to Nick Passion. And the 6'2 wing player drops it home. Good assist. Well done. Fine teamwork by Shawnee, which has cut the 22-point Botkins lead down to 12 in the last 5 minutes or so. Deep right corner, Jacob Kleiman to Carter. Swings it on top to Wendell. Left side of the floor, Jamison Meyer. Long triple. Swish! He's got it. That broke the ice.
Yeah, well, they needed to make one. I mean, they've had some good looks, just not dropping like they did in the first half.
47-32. Botkins wheeling and dealing. Austin Miller, low on the left. Hooks it up there. Too strong. Rebound Botkins.
Yeah, that was a force.
Wendell's got it. Quickly to Herzog. Baseline right. Out back to Carter Kleiman. He's doubled immediately. Out of Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Herzog. He stands, lets it fly. Three-point land. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound. Skids off the iron. Out of bounds. Far corner. Shawnee ball. 3:07 to go. Quickly played third quarter. The lead for Botkins, 15.
Well, Herzog didn't play in the first half because he picked up two quick fouls. That was not the shot you want him to take as his first shot of the game.
Botkins zoning this trip down for Shawnee. Top of the circle, handling it, is Keegan Wilson, 5'9 junior guard. Out back to Passion, his three-point bomb, good! Wow, timeout, Shawnee on the Passion triple, and here come the Indians. They've sliced into the Trojans' lead. It's now down to 12. It was 22. 2:46 to go, third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, But the Trojans have got to get serious. Once again, Shawnee challenging Bodkins. This was a 42-20 Bodkins lead late in the second quarter. 2:42 left in the third. It's down to 12. Carter Plyman up the floor to Jacob. What do you see Shawnee doing differently, Chuck?
Well, making shots, and Bodkins is not shooting it as well. Like, I mean, the combination, they were playing harder. Now Bodkins is back into it, and they still got the 12-point lead.
Jacob Plyman deep in the right corner. Lobs it to Carter Plyman near midcourt. Here comes the double team. Off to Wendell. Back to Carter. Pitch and catch, Bodkins. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Now Jamison Meyer, deep left corner of the floor. Elijah Stewart, mid-range, short corner. Jacob Plyman, double team, triple team. Bounces the ball on the court. He's tied up. Arrow, Shawnee.
He's going to need a transfusion after that tie-up. They got him from his shoulder down to his elbow on fouls.
Minute 56 to go in the third quarter. The Shawnee three-pointer here would whittle the Bodkins advantage all the way down to 9. Here it is, Passion. This side of the floor, you can tell by the roar of the home crowd. He made it, drilling a triple. Nick Passion for Lima Shawnee. 9-point game. Wendell midcourt for Bodkins, being harassed. Nearly a jump ball, 5-second count. Timeout, Phil Groves, head coach Bodkins. 91 seconds to go, third quarter. Bodkins up only 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, what a comeback by Shawnee. Bodkins led 42-20 late in the second quarter. It is 47-38, an 18-5 run by the home team. And Bodkins' 22-point bulge is all the way down to 9.
Well, they scored 24-20, and now they've scored 3 in the third quarter.
And we've seen that happen a few times this season.
We have.
A couple of good quarters and a bad one. Here's a poor pass by Bodkins. Intercepted by Brady Wheeler. A run out. Up and good. Shawnee crowd going crazy. Bodkins lead only 7. 47-40. Lazy pass got the Trojans in trouble. Herzog in the corner. Feeds it inside to Jacob Plyman. Stolen on the play. But Shawnee, here's a dribble drive down the floor. Shot made, but a foul on the drive toward the rim. Head coach Mark Triplett of Lima Shawnee wanted the field goal, didn't want the foul.
Well, I got news for you. If he would have missed the layup, he would have wanted the foul. So he needs to just shut up and coach.
Yep, you are right on. Here is Shawnee inbounding. Wheeler out back to McBride. Back to Wheeler. He wears number 4 on his back. He's got the bright red Shawnee tennies. Outstanding guard. 17 points a game. 47-40. Bodkins lead only 7. Here's Passion. Here's Wheeler. Picked up by Carter Plyman. Wheeler takes him right down the pike. All the way to the rack. Layup is good! Unbelievable comeback by Shawnee. 47-42. Bodkins by 5. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Wendell, Meyer, Carter Plyman. Pitch and catch, cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Best. Stolen back by Wendell. Wendell being held. Foul against Lima Shawnee. Phil Groves, rightfully so, wants a 2-shot intentional foul because Best saw Wendell scooping up the ball. He was going to go to the rim and score, and Best just clutched onto his shoe, almost pulled it off, wouldn't let him go. It's called a common foul.
It wasn't a common foul because that's the first time I've seen that all year.
Very uncommon. 1 second to go. Carter Plyman, long 45-footer, hits the alternate basket on the side of the floor that's suspended up near the rafters. It's no good. Botkins 47, Lima Shawnee 42. We've got a doozy headed down the home stretch. Fourth quarter next on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
It is Botkins ball starting the fourth quarter. Trojans up by only five. Here's Wendell throwing down low to Jacob Plyman. He missed the five-footer. He blew it. It rolled around three times and came out. Everything going Shawnee's way. 47-42, Botkins up five. This was a 42-20 game at one point. How about this? A 22-5 run by Shawnee. Terrific comeback. Shawnee with the ball. Straight away it's Wheeler, the hot shot guard. Carter Plamen checks him. Wheeler veers off to the right. Feeds it to Miller. Here's McBride. Back to Wheeler. Darts to the foul line. Little pick and roll with Wheeler. Driving, shooting, no good, but a foul. Two free throws for Wheeler. Simply put right now, Chuck, Botkins being out-hustled, not shifting in the man-to-man defense, and between Wheeler and Miller, these two young men for Shawnee are beating Botkins with a very quick first step to the rim. Free throw by Miller, in and out, no good.
Well, they're playing against that 3-2 zone that Shawnee's been throwing at them, and they're not looking in the middle at all. They're just perimeter passing until somebody steals the pass.
One foul shot missed, one made by Miller, 47-43. Botka's lead is only four. Long heave down the floor to Jamison Meyer. Foul line to Carter Plyman into the paint area. Baseline left. It goes to Elijah Stewart. He's collared and fouled. Over guarding Shawnee. Botkins will throw in left of the rim. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins once led 42-20. It's now 47-43. Deep right corner, triple by Wendell. Got it! Big bucket. Fine inbound play. Wendell got a screen, let it fly, and drilled it. 50-43, Botkins up seven. Here's a loose ball in the lane. Wheeler on the drive. He coughed it up. Carter Plyman's got it for Botkins. 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. Carter at midcourt on the high bounce. Wants to drive. Goes to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman. Botkins spreads the floor. Bounce pass inside for Stewart. Stolen on the play by Shawnee. Run out by Austin Miller. It's a good one. Miller took it 60 feet. Storm to the rim. Shawnee within five. Timeout Indians. 6:06 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Oh, the Botkin Trojans seem to be comfortably in front, 42-20. Late in the second quarter of this game, it's now 50-45, 25-8 string here by Shawnee, making it very interesting. Six minutes, 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass by Botkins, kicked out of bounds by Shawnee. Botkins in backcourt, pressure by the Indians. It goes to Carter Plyman. Austin Miller on him. Carter Plyman strides, middle of the floor, goes to Jamison Meyer down the right side. To Carter in the right corner. Inside to Jacob. Jacob spins, blocked on the play, but Johnson ahead to Miller. Here's Wheeler diving into the lane. Blocked on the play, but Jacob Plyman out of bounds. It goes to Shawnee. One block deserves another. 5:42, whole bunch of time to go. Botkins trying to nurse along this five-point lead. Not desiring to score as much as the Trojans need to, and Shawnee has rallied. Momentum in the Indians' favor. Home crowd behind Lima Shawnee at the moment. 5:28 to go, fourth quarter. 50-45 in favor of Botkins in midcourt. Here's Brady Wheeler on the bounce. Goes to Johnson, high post. Now to Miller. Darts down the left side of the lane. Little collision, body contact. Let's see if it's in the act of shooting. I don't think so.
Well, they called it in the act of shooting.
They did. Couple of shots for Miller. Don't think the underneath referee was thinking it was a two-shot foul. He was going to the baseline. Miller at the stripe with a couple. It is good. 50-46. 4-point game. It was the outside official who made the call. And ultimately, it was in his hands. He ruled a foul. Two shots. Second shot, Miller. Good again. And Botkin's 22-point lead is down to three. Here's the ball broken up in backcourt by Shawnee. Jamari Johnson saves it, but right to Herzog. Ahead to Carter Plyman. Deep right corner, Meyer. Long triple. It skips off the rim, no good. Rebound, Herzog. Reverse layup is good. What a play by Herzog. Shawnee fans want an over-the-back foul on Jacob Plyman of Botkins.
Yeah, well, they should have had one. I think the over-the-back foul was on Herzog. He went over the top, fouled the heck out of him, and then grabbed the ball and made a heck of a shot.
Woo! Herzog with a terrific reverse layup in traffic below the iron after swatting the ball free, as Chuck noted, might have gotten away with an over-the-shoulder foul. Free throw by Herzog off to the right. Rebound down to Miller of Shawnee. 52-47, Botkins. 4:58 to go, fourth quarter. Boy, this has turned in to one thrilling, entertaining Saturday night basketball game. Division 4, Botkins. Division 2, Lima Shawnee. Top of the circle, Best. Gives it up to Wheeler. 30 feet out for Shawnee. He motions. Near side to Passion. Ball rotated, right corner. Miller weaving, baseline, fumbled the ball, and it goes out of bounds off him.
Tried to do a little too much that time. Give it up and give it back.
Yep. Turnover, Indians, Botkins possession, up five. Shawnee had trimmed it to 50-47 with five to play. It's now 52-47 after the tricky shot below the backboard by Herzog of Botkins. We've got 10 players in backcourt, all out, full court pressure by Shawnee.
Whoa.
Jacob Plyman into Herzog, midcourt to Carter Plyman, down the right side to Wendell. Wendell steers into the corner. He's nearly trapped, double-teamed, raked away, out of bounds, off Shawnee.
Shawnee was very unhappy because the kid that checked into the game checked in for the wrong kid. So now they just had to sub.
Yep.
Get Johnson out of the game. He's got four.
Here's Carter Plyman down inside to Jacob. Twisting, it is up and no good. Foul, though, against Shawnee. That ball by Jacob did everything but go in. It circled around the iron twice, hit the backboard, nearly went in a third time. had spun off the iron, but the whistle had blown. Two free throws for Jacob Plyman. He was belted in the act of shooting, and he rimmed it. No good.
21 in the first half. He has not scored in the second half.
Can you believe how much of an emphasis the name Plyman was in the Shawnee locker room at the break? Second free throw is also no good. And an over-the-back foul against Botkins to boot. 4:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Shawnee trails Botkins 52-47. Botkins led 42-20 late in the second period. Tremendous comeback by the home team. Deep three, left corner, Wheeler. He's got it. He's got it. They set a screen for Wheeler. Wheeler pot three behind a double screen. Airmailed one in. Timeout Shawnee. 4:06 to go. 52-50 Botkins after the three-pointer by the Indians. Wheeler on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Would you believe it? Botkins up 20-6 in the first 5 minutes, up 42-20 with about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, is now in a real scrap. A dogfight with Shawnee, 52-50. Botkins up two.
Well, it was 44-25 at the half.
3:57 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Pitch and catch. Wendell, Carter Plyman, Meyer, left corner to Herzog. He's doubled. Here comes the trap. They're all over him. He squeezes a pass off to Carter Plyman, and Botkins expends another timeout with 3:46 to go. Chuck will keep it right here. Botkins possession when we do return. Like to tell you all about Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yinks to see him at his new Greenville location. Phone 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984 at your local Pro Hardware stores. Get big savings on DeWalt Power Tools, plus save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. 3:30 left to go in the game. Here's a sloppy pass by Carter Plyman. Stolen by Miller. Stolen by Shawnee. Layup is good. Oh, Botkins much too casual out near the timeline. Shawnee deflected the ball away. A run out at the other end. Tie game. Layup, Jacob Plyman. Good. Feed by Herzog. Botkins back up two. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 54-52, Botkins. Wow. Between Miller and Passion, these two wing players have really given Shawnee a boost. Down low is Wheeler. Wheeler driving, shooting, scoring. Wheeler beat two Trojans, took it right to the iron, laid it up off the window and in. Tied right back up at 54. Here's Carter Plyman darting down the lane for Botkins. On the arc to Jamison Meyer. He lipped the rim on a three ball. Rebound loose. Shawnee's got it. 2:22 to go, and Shawnee can take the lead.
And Shawnee had two people with the basketball, took four steps, no call.
30 feet away, Brady Wheeler. Wheeler's got the ball for Shawnee. Crowd on its feet. here at the Shawnee Gym. Marvelous comeback by Shawnee, which trailed 42-20 near the end of the second quarter. It's 54-54, a minute 56 to go. Dribble drive, Wheeler, hands off to Passion. 15-footer, short, no good. Rebound, pinballed around, out of bounds, off of Shawnee. Botkins catches a break. Good look for Shawnee. Shot was just short.
It was. Cassian's had a nice game. Not sure that that's who they want shooting the basketball right now, though. He's a JV player playing varsity.
The team foul situation. 6 on Botkins, 5 on Shawnee. What a miserable second half for Botkins, Chuck. How many points for the Trojans?
Well, they've scored 44. They scored 10.
Baseline drive, Herzog in trouble. Feed into the lane for Jacob Lyman. Stolen! Run out to Miller. Driving, shooting, no good. Rebound, finally, Jamison Meyer of Botkins. Botkins got back, challenged Miller. He had a difficult try, it hung on the rim, came off. Botkins still tied, 54-54. Here's a poor pass by Wendell, intercepted by Shawnee. Botkins coming unglued. Time out, Shawnee. 61 seconds to go. 54-54 tie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So I'd like to remind you about Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, 303 North Main, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6 with terrific omelets and the grand strip loin steak dinner, just $14.50 in the evening. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout with Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 693-8271. 1 minute to go in the game. Shawnee ball. We're tied at 54. Way back a good 30 minutes ago on the clock. Sometime around the quarter of 8, 10 of 8, who would have thought this would come down to a situation with Shawnee having possession and a chance to lead with 35 ticks to go in the fourth quarter. Botkins once led by 22 right before halftime. Down to 28-27. Wheeler at midcourt on the bounce for Shawnee. Picked up by Wendell. Wheeler still dribbling. 16 fouls on Botkins. Shawnee's in the 1-1. Oh, there's a walk. Dribbling through the top of the circle. Passion took steps. He did.
That's who you want handling the basketball if you're the Trojans.
Right call by the referee. Now Botkins with 16.6 to go has a chance to win it. Botkins is not in the 1-1. 5 fouls on Shawnee. 54-54 tie. Carter Plyman midcourt. Signals play number one. Here is Wheeler guarding Carter. Pick and roll. Jacob Plyman nearly a moving screen. Carter baseline left. Stolen by Best. Lead out to Wheeler for the lead. Good! It's over! It's over! Hey, go away! Unbelievable finish. Unbelievable finish. Botkins had the ball at midcourt. 16 seconds left. Passed the ball into the short corner. Double team, triple team.
Shawnee swiped it, a run out the other way, and the hot shot guard, Wheeler, stormed to the rim, took it the last 50 feet, and the ball was going down through the net as the clock said zero.
11 turnovers in the second half, all of them really bad turnovers by the Trojans.
And it's been
really bad turnovers.
A real tough day here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls, number one in the state in girls D4, beaten this afternoon 37-28 by Findlay Liberty Benton. Here tonight in our second game of the day, Botkins blows a 22-point lead late in the second quarter and loses by two at the buzzer. Botkins Chuck in the second half scored a measly total of, what, 10 points?
Yes.
10 points. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. Final tally once again, Springfield Shawnee 56, Botkins 54. Thrilling upset pulled off by the Indians here tonight. Two-minute break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victor's Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Thank you very much to our radio station sponsors on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Chuck, one of the very best comebacks in high school basketball I have ever seen. Lima Shawnee was in a position where they could talk among themselves about maybe giving this one up tonight, getting thumped last night by Ottawa Glandorf 80-55, and trailing by 22 to Botkins this evening late in the second quarter. But guess what? No quit in Mark Triplett's Shawnee Indians. They rally, storm from behind in darn near miraculous fashion, limiting Botkins to 10 in the entire second half, and Lima Shawnee wins it on a buzzer-beating steal and layup, 56-54. Chuck, can you explain it? It's been a crazy year in area high school basketball. Again, I repeat, the only thing predictable about it since November has been the unpredictable.
Well, I'm watching a kid dump popcorn all over the floor. That's kind of fun. I can't explain this. I can't explain 1-for-27 for Fort Loramie today. I can't explain how a team can have that big of a lead and just all of a sudden act like they had never seen a basketball in the second half.
Right.
Turned the ball over 11 times. Terrible turnovers. Didn't run against that 3-2 zone. Never got anybody in the middle. Passed it on the perimeter till they turned it over, and they got beat. And Lima Shawnee deserved to win the game. They outplayed them badly in the second half.
Sure did. If there was ever a basketball game that you could describe as a tale of two halves, this was it to the limit.
Yep.
That title fits the story that was told here tonight by these two clubs. A tale of two halves. Bodkins won the first one in a big, big way. Shawnee won the second half in a big, big way. Shawnee Indians no quit in the home team tonight. The crowd got behind them. That made all the difference in the world, I think. And Shawnee with numerous second half deflections and steals, which set up pretty easy baskets, run outs at the other end.
Well, I mean, a kid who I don't even know if he scored in the JV game scored 10 points against Bodkins varsity.
Yep.
That kind of tells you what kind of an evening it was.
Yep. Passion got the job done, and that was Wheeler. Wheeler on the last basket to end the game.
Yeah,
right?
He had 21. He was terrific.
Yep, averaging.
We heard about Miller, but Wheeler was the man tonight.
Let's take a look at the scoring and make our Clancy's awards.
Well, if you look at it, Bodkins or for Lima Shawnee, they were led by Brady Wheeler with 21. He's the Clancy's player of the game. Jacob Plyman for Bodkins had 21 at the half, 2 in the second half. But I got to give it to somebody, so I'm going to give it to Jacob Plyman for the Trojans.
It was amazing how well Bodkins shot the 3 to start the game. What, right out of the gate, the first 5 out of 6 went in? Something like that.
Yeah, they made they were making 3s all over the place, and then all of a sudden, Shawnee started coming back, and you saw the Bodkins kids just kind of start shrinking into themselves, and you know that's what happens.
And in situations like this, Chuck, on the road especially, you forget to run your offense and what got you the lead in the first place.
Well, yeah, okay.
tough break. Difficult pill to swallow for Bodkins tonight. Give Shawnee all the credit in the world winning this in magnificent come-from-behind fashion, 56-54. Don't forget Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Now, so many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Knox Machinery, General Manager Jerry Garrett in Fort Loramie, a sales engineer at Knox, who also lives in Fort Loramie, is Nick Meyer. Thanks so much to everybody, all the staff and associates at Knox Machinery, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And in coming games, Airstream Inc. in Jackson Center will be a part of our presentations as well. What a ball game tonight. What a ball game this afternoon. Shelby County Athletic League powerhouses, Fort Loramie girls, Botkins boys, coming out on the short ends of games. Fort Loramie beaten 37-28 this afternoon at Findlay Liberty Benton. And Botkins succumbs to Lima Shawnee here tonight.
56-54.
56-54, two-point decision. Botkins losing after the Trojans once led by as many as 22 points late in the second quarter of this game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com online, securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Drop into Carl Arn's place and tell Carl at Carl's place that you heard all about Brookins right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. Our next broadcast, Tuesday night, the makeup of last night's game that was snowed out. Anna at Rushi Boys, Tuesday night, 7:30 tip, 7 o'clock airtime on scoresbroadcast.com on Tuesday night. For our radio station audience on WMVR, our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com. For Tracy at the radio station, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Lima Shawnee, where today on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, Fort Loramie girls were defeated by Liberty Benton. Final score 37-28. And tonight, Botkins was nipped at the wire by Lima Shawnee, 56-54. Good night, everybody.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.